Saturday AM Live with Vance Roger.
I'm hoping this is a good signal coming through. This is the quietest place in the resort where we're staying that I could find. That the room key that I grabbed this morning as far as unlocked different doors. And so I'm coming to you live from the, what do they call this, the Disney Grand Californian Resort. And those of you who've been in Nika in a while remember a few years ago where we had the, what was that event called? I can't even remember it now, but something about recognizing the stars or, and someone can probably text me that has a better memory than I do. But absolutely beautiful resort here in the world of, as our youngest says, Icky Out. Still working on the mountains, the inns there. But we have been enjoying a wonderful vacation down here at Disneyland. And those of you who are against Disney or those of you who haven't had the opportunity to experience it, I sympathize for you. The Rogers family has been completely drank the Kool-Aid. We are proud members and have enjoyed this form of entertainment for quite some time, and the reward is simply watching our dogs in pure glee enjoy the many, many things. And, you know, I think as I shared this morning, what we got to experience yesterday as we toured the new Nikan facility, which, by the way, for those of you who are ever in Southern California, it's not a glamorous or glitzy, ritzy tour like the facility that Nikan occupied for 15 years. And I want to share kind of my heart on that and what we experienced yesterday, getting a tour of the new home offices and why, simply my opinion, why I feel, along with several others that I've talked to, like Reed Nelson, Dave Johnson, Mack and Pat, who have been at the new facility. Several other leaders from around North America I can't even get into that. We'll hear about that after it happens. But there's some really, really neat things in the works right now that people have come together, leaders in the field, actually not just North America, but Nikan Global, and are realizing that times have changed. And what we experience as our family, and I'm talking the whole family from our youngest at 4 years old, our middle daughter 12, and then our 15-year-old, to see what Nikan is converging upon doing and to go around and meet the employees. And absolutely fantastic. So on that note, to get underway, where is Nikan going? What have we got going on? What is ahead of us for the future? All of us who are listening to this call, either live or via the recording, we've been impacted some way by Nikan Solutions or by a person. And what really fascinates me about being on a vacation with lots of other people, and I'm not talking a few dozen, a few hundred, we're talking thousands of people, even walking around downtown Disney last night here, that's part, you know, literally is a main attraction in itself, besides the two theme parks that Disney has built here, seeing so many people converge at one place. And they call Disneyland, its second name is the happiest place on earth. I don't know if Disney World in Florida has that nickname or not. I don't remember it ever being promoted like that. But the happiest place on earth. How can it be so happy when thousands of people, what if you're claustrophobic and you don't like being around that many people? Well, that's your choice. All of us have that choice. And as I thought about, as we're touring around the Nikan offices at, you know, 2 Corporate Drive in Irvine, just off Jamboree Boulevard. And if you're ever down in this area, I would encourage you to make a phone call. There's been lots of people who have toured the facility already. And come check it out. Come check out the almost 100 employees that support us in the field and see what they are doing to support us, not only as what we do best in the field, and that is share, Nikan, but what they're doing to take one step further to be proactive. So we sat yesterday, not really sat, but as we walked by the different offices and cubicles or cubbies, whatever you want to refer to them as, meeting the gentleman who is the computer programmer, the web designer, and seeing what he's working on. And I wish I could share with you what we saw on his screen, but we can't. Roberto is his name, and just dynamic individuals, one after the other after the other, whether it's the customer service people or the order entry department, and seeing everybody working as one team. And I kept thinking about that, spending 2 days at the happiest place on earth with thousands of people, and some of which don't realize, or their face hasn't conveyed that they're on the happiest place, they're at the happiest place on earth. And yet seeing so many other people, the majority of folks, going, hey, this is fun. This is what we chose to do, and this is fun. Meeting people from Australia, London, England, every other state known to man. When you have a four-year-old who is so social or overly social like ours, you can't help but standing in lines on different rides to meet all these amazing people because your youngest daughter introduces herself to everybody and just goes from there. And absolutely fascinating. I saw that same spirit yesterday, walking around meeting the employees that are doing what they do. Yes, it's a job. Yes, they're employees. However, there's a different emphasis to what they're doing. And even the gal, Jane, at the front desk, at the point of entry walking into the offices, it was just like she lit up. She said, oh, I recognize your voice. I thought, I don't call her that often, maybe once a month, if that. And she said, no, it's so good to put a face with the voice. I thought, wow, that's pretty impressive. Very, very impressive. Walking through and Mr. Kurt Foley, our CEO and president, and he was on the phone while we walked by his office, and Pat Elkins, our tour guide, said, oh, Vance, she said he found out you guys were coming, and if he has time, he finishes with this call, he wanted to visit with you. I said, you know, that's not a big deal. I didn't come to shake his hand or anything like that. And I was reminded of the first time I met him years ago. I want to say it was back in 2008. He'd just become the CEO or CFO. And we exchanged cards. And I said, Kurt, I'll make you a deal. I'll do my job out in the field. You do your job here, and we'll probably never have to use that information on those cards. And he looked at me with a grin, and he said, that's a deal. I can do that. And, you know, to me, I don't really know why I said that, but to me, I remember back those words now 6 years ago, and it's really our job to do what we do in the field and allow those folks at the home office or at, you know, the North American headquarters. We used to call it the global headquarters over on 52 Discovery, but as we've expanded, we've branched out and opened up home offices in all of our marketing units. And therefore, we don't need this massive enterprise. 2 days prior to that, or I should say on Tuesday, at the beginning of our time down here in Southern California, we had the opportunity to go over and tour visit it's the flagship coffee house for Tom's Shoes. And if you don't know what Tom's Shoes are, you've been in a cave someplace, more than likely. But just Google it really quick and you can find out what this empire that has come up in the last less than a decade. And the quick version of the story, and you'll understand why I'm going to share this in some contrast to compare it with where Nikim's at today. Tom's Shoes was founded by a gentleman who was on the second season of the television show, the reality show called Amazing Race. And if you've never watched it, basically the premise is that teams of two from whether it's brother and sister, father, son, a boyfriend, girlfriend, a husband, and wife, it doesn't matter, but teams of two compete against each other in I think it's a 16-day race, and CBS spends a lot of money funding these teams as they travel around the world, do different events to try and become the winners of $1 million. Well, this gentleman by the name of Blake did not win. Him and his sister did not win, but they came in second on this season of this show, and this again was 8-10 years ago or so. They had an experience in one of the third world countries where they're visiting, and it so impacted him that after the show was done, he took some of the money that they won, and he said, you know, I've got to make an investment into these people's lives that are less fortunate. Came back, and Tom Shoes was birthed. And the premise, the philosophy, is for every pair of shoes that we purchase in developed countries, that another pair of shoes is given to somebody less fortunate in a country where shoes are a luxury. And this has been the overwhelming or driving cause, the success of this company, which being part of a cause is one of the top four motivators of why we do things. And people will spend $40-$50 on a pair of flats, as they're called. They're not running shoes. They don't have thick soles. They're just flats. More popular amongst females than males, although I do see some males wearing it. But we went and visited their flagship coffee shop, which is, it's in Santa Monica, and saw what they're doing to make an investment. There were so many people drink coffee, make an investment into third world countries where they can import these beans from and that kind of thing. Then from there went right over to their world headquarters, which is nothing spectacular. It's a small office building that houses, or should say employs, several dozen people that are helping steer this company around the world. And as we were standing there, I realized that it's the same thing that Nikon has done. And sorry to digress so much about Tom's shoes, but it's exactly where we are as a company today, in that we went from a massive facility that served us well. Probably, I'm going to guess, probably 5 years ago, we should, if we had the opportunity, I should say if Mr. Tom Watanabe had the opportunity to sell the facility and to, I don't like the term downsize. I think the term is right size for us, and that would be upsize to catch up with the culture of where we are today. 80% of our orders are now being placed online. We walked by the call center yesterday, and there are maybe a dozen, 15 people, all with headsets on. It was the last business day of the month, as far as a work day, and it wasn't as, you could tell they were taking orders and, you know, putting things in. But the bulk of what we do is online. We've switched as a culture. And if we don't switch, if we don't stay current, we will be left in the dust. And May was a very significant month in our organization, just looking at the totals. And I can see how Nikon has changed that. Most of us a couple weeks ago participated in a survey. And if you did not receive one of those, well, you should have. I believe it went out to, the way I was informed, everybody who's ordered in the last 6 months. So you had an opportunity to give input into the future of Nikon as far as product development, whether it's a grandiose sleep system that's got the latest technology, the state-of-the-art component into it that takes sleep to a whole new level, or it's something as simple as a children's vitamin that'll help with the whole ear, nose, and throat issues. Countless young people, not just here in North America, but around the world, are dealing with things because our food system has changed, and young people today don't have the immune system being built up in their body. So to be able to see Nikon and to help steer and give input to them going to that direction, here's just yet another simple solution that we've been able to give input in to where the company's going. I would hope you took the time to take that survey seriously and take advantage of it, because whether or not Nikon goes that direction with the product development team, whether they decide to do that, whether or not we see Long Johns reintroduced, hopefully we're not going to call them Long Johns, but we'll call it something like what Nike has, the Under Armour, a thinner, more sleek layer of clothing to keep us climactically controlled. Absolutely huge in so many different areas of the world to keep the body in a climactically controlled environment. so the body functions better. One of the other things that I asked during our tour was, of Pat was Mr. Tom Watanabe, his involvement in the day-to-day operations as the owner of our company. And she looked at me and she got really, really excited. She said, you know, what's different about being here, Vance, is because of the smaller facility, Tom has been here a lot. She said, he's out of the country right now, but she said the day-to-day operations of what's going on, he's not micromanaging or anything like that. She said, he simply is here, and he's been in touch, and he's been walking around observing and seeing. And she said, I really think this is going to be a wonderful thing because he can kind of see everything that's going on, whereas before, you know, in a 200,000 square foot facility, well, number one, who wants to walk around that all the time? I wouldn't. I mean, I enjoy walking and all, but, yeah, give me a break. It's too much. Whereas this is just different. And again, I want to encourage you, if you're ever in Southern California, have the opportunity, set up a time, call. There's not much to tour. I will have you hand it to you that because, it's offices. It was reminiscent to me going back 16 years ago, almost 15 years ago exactly, being in Fukuoka, Japan, and touring the main offices where it all started, or where they, you know, upgraded to. And, every single other person that, when we were on that tour, back then in Japan, had the same response when we got back on the bus there. We all kind of were scratching our heads going, you know, I don't know if we were expecting something more grandiose or what, but it was just a regular office where people worked. And yet the spirit of Nikan, the five pillars of health was there. And, so again, for the third time, encourage you, if you're down in Southern California, very easy to find, extremely easy to find, especially if you fly into, Santa Ana Airport or John Wayne, Orange County Airport, it's got three different names. Go south 2 miles and exit Jamboree, head east, and take a ride on Beckman, and it's right there. I mean, it's very, very simple to find. And, but I encourage you to do it. Meet some of the people that are supporting, us out in the field, and they're supporting our passions and our drive. And, something that we talked about last week during the, open line format on this call, some of the feedback, something as simple of packing pellets, foam pellets that come in our orders. And, as a result, I'm sure there's other people, it wasn't just those of us on the call, but some of you responded, via email, and some people actually have already called Nikan from what we learned yesterday. And, because Nikan is so proactive in not claiming, but wanting to be one of the greenest companies that we possibly can be, which is why our affiliation with Healthy Child, Healthy World has been so strong and so prevalent, is the response from us in the field. They already said, oh yeah, we looked into that. When Nancy Cahey, let's give you a little bit more insight on what happened during the move. Nancy Cahey is the head, I don't know exactly what her title is, but with working with product development, product quality, customer satisfaction, quality control, there's the words I'm looking for, she chose to actually relocate from being in the office with all the rest of the Nikan employees. She actually is now basing out of, I believe the company is called Nippon? Oh, I should have wrote it down. But this company is handling all of Nikan's shipping and receiving from this point forward in North America. And so Nancy has her office on site at their facility. She's not working out of the main Nikan office, and she admitted to Pat, yeah, this is going to be kind of bittersweet because I'm all alone over there by myself. And Nancy handled everything. When the bottles were introduced 4 years ago, she went through pallet after pallet after pallet testing to make sure we could, you know, actually ship them out to the field and have less than the percentage is less than 3% That's okay. Right now they're running less than 0.5% of bottles are defective. But Nancy already took the lead on this regarding the packing colors. Yes, they are recyclable, which is the response that most of us have received that have given feedback to NACAN. Once they're run out of our current inventory of these packing colors, they're going back to what we've been used to. So whether that takes a few days, a couple weeks, I'm not sure, but they already took the step to go in the right direction regarding that. So it was just one more sign that I thought, you know, as we were walking around touring these offices, I thought, these guys really do listen and respond. And that was the prevailing thought, or the prevailing thought that, you know, when it comes to the five pillars of health, of living a life of balance, of being committed as a group of employees, they really do have our best interest in mind. And my greatest challenge, and I'm going to finish with this thought, is my greatest challenge to us as wellness consultants is remember something that I learned years and years ago. I think I was a consultant for a few months when I heard someone make the statement, whether it was Dennis Williams or Dave Stoltzfus, but he said, one of them said it this way, that there's really two things that the company does on our behalf. And these two things is what made NACAN so successful in almost 40 years now, as we're going into our 40th year. And if we'll keep this at the forefront and not get caught up in so many of the other trivial issues that, and I'll admit, I get caught up in them as well, but if we'll keep these two things front and center, and number one is to bring to us in the field unique solutions and get them to our door. That's their number one responsibility. And looking back and seeing some of the solutions that we no longer have that are spread around the office, seeing a refrigerator in one of the break rooms that had a half a dozen of the Kinko cards, and some of us who are on the line, we don't even know what a Kinko card is. It's a magnet, flexible magnet that's about the size of a business card or a credit card. Their effectiveness today in doing what our bodies would want them to do, it would be so trivial, so menial compared to what we have with the power chips or the new Kinko power patches. And I just laughed as I walked by. I thought, you know, those would be great for refrigerator magnets, and that's about it. But NACAN over the years has continued to develop newer and more unique and more innovative solutions that we can use to deliver a faster response to what we need, what our bodies need them to respond to. And right behind that, number two, the second other responsibility that they have as a company is to pay commission on time, every time. That's it. Deliver unique and innovative solutions to our door, and then number two is to reward us or to compensate us for us doing our job, which is to share those solutions with other people. A lot of the other stuff, usually what I've discovered is when we start getting critical of a company or critical of an institution, this works the same way when you're part of a volunteer organization or a church or as an employee. When we start getting critical is when we've taken our eye off the prize, or we've gotten swayed or distracted from what we're supposed to be doing, and we've forgotten what the company is supposed to do. And I think, again, going back 6 years to my first meeting with Mr. Kirk, I know what my job is. I know what our job is out in the field. And when we continue to share with people, we encourage people to check out the company and check out the solution, then that's basically what our job is, and it pretty much stops there. And NACAN's job is to make sure the people that we hook up with them get what they're looking for, and that's totally up to them. Here's one final thought, and I'll finish the call with this, and then I'll get into some announcements, and we'll open the line for Q&A and comments and that kind of thing. On our drive down here, we chose to drive to Southern California, which is, to me, it was one of the quickest journeys we've had in a long time as far as a road trip. Went very, very smooth. Got to see a lot of beautiful, absolutely beautiful parts of California that I hadn't seen in a while, and see how things have developed, the farm fields and whatnot. But during our stopover in Northern California, met a wonderful, wonderful couple. She is originally from Iran, and we as Americans pronounce that Iran, and it's not Iran because we don't say Italy, we say Italy. So Iran is where she's originally was born, but immigrated to the States years ago. Is a surgeon's assistant, or assistant to surgeon, was her profession, and her husband is from Great Britain, and worked as an investigator, insurance investigator, for most of his adult life. And it really was Addie who met them, because she went over to pet their puppy dog, and struck up a conversation with them. And then the next morning, while at breakfast in the hotel, continued kind of where we left off. And the more we talked, the more we kind of fell in like with each other. And she started sharing about how she's really going to be able to miss jogging. She's a marathon runner, and but she's having a clavicle collarbone surgery on June 8th. And I said, well, why are you going to miss running? She said, well, the surgeon said I won't be able to run after they have the surgery. I said, well, why is that? Well, because of the impact on my body. And I said, really, that's kind of sad. And she said, yeah, I'm really quite bummed that I do enjoy running, and so sorry that I'm getting out of the way of people trying to get ice here, and excuse me. And what was fascinating was that she said, "I really do want to run, if possible, but it's not going to happen." And the more we talked, the more so she started sharing, said, well, I also deal with fibromyalgia, and I've been dealing with that for years. And I said, really? And remembering some of the many things I've learned from people who are smarter than I am is not being quick to say, oh, I've got a solution for you. No, I just sat and listened. And the more she talked, the more she shared about then what her husband Colin deals with some sleep issues. And I said, oh, wow. So as she talked, and this was probably a good 7-10 minutes later had gone by, I said, would you be open to looking into something? And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, I mentioned that we work with a wellness company. And we have had dozens, if not hundreds, of people that we've met personally. Some we've actually helped introduce to some of these solutions. Dealing with things like what you're talking about, fibromyalgia, sleep issues, you know. And she said, I would be. And she said, what is the product? I said, well, the solutions that we market, or that our company manufactures for us, deal with, you know, what in the earth. And I remembered something David Martin said, that, you know, that Mother Earth has given us so many different things. And, I said, you know, that we just figured out a way to tap into them. I said, something as simply as being grounded is walking around outside bare feet. And she said, oh, I love doing that. I absolutely love doing that, driving the energy that comes from that. I said, well, that's kind of what our company's done. And she said, can you write our information down, and can you call me? Can you let me know how to get in touch with this stuff? Because I really, really would like to have it. And the more we talked, the more excited she got. And I feel really, really bad because it's been 4 days and I haven't sent her anything. And I've got all of her contact information, which has definitely got to a place where it slowed down long enough for me to sit down at the computer. But again, as we toured yesterday, through this ability, I was reminded of that conversation that I had with Parvi, is that we really do have some amazing solutions, and we have a company that has been dedicated to standing behind us. And I know, I absolutely know with 100% confidence that where we are, not a downsizing. Some of us are still mourning. And again, I'll share with Pat Elkins. She's been with Nikan for 22 years as an employee. So for the last 15 working out of a facility. She said, it was my home. It was my second home. And I'm going to miss it greatly. They've been in this new office for less than 3 weeks now. And she said, I miss it, but I know this is the right thing. This is going to serve us very, very well. And it's the same thing with where we're at as a company. We will be served well when we remember what our responsibilities are and to get out there and to continue sharing the weekend and have the most fun that we can possibly have with it. So, all that said, encourage you. Come on down, check it out. And if you're ever in Southern California, I think you'll be inspired. I know that Melanie Metzler, who is the director of marketing or head of marketing. I'm not sure what I don't know all these fancy titles, but she'll be on the call next week and get her perspective as an employee of Nikin for right about a year now. I think she's been with us, and a lot of the marketing ideas and concepts are coming from her brilliant mind. But I asked her to share. I wanted to tour the facility first, and then I wanted her to share her insight and why this is going to be such a perfect fit for us in the future. So, anyway, that's what I've got. I wanted to share my heart with you guys. And so until next Saturday, those of you who are listening via the recording, Melanie be with us. And don't jump in here. I know some of you have already got questions. And let me sign off on this so Steve can get a better, clean recording and good end. So until then, have a great weekend, everybody. And bye-bye for now.
To learn more about Nikin, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.